meeting these circumstances.
So that's being circulated now, is it?
It's in-house right now.
Okay, somebody, hopefully the new council will introduce that maybe soon.
If you'd like, I can send it to the commission.
I'd like to have a copy of it, I could, I'd like to see a copy of it.
Yeah, but this is a prime example.
Well, this is three lots.
Method of madness.
Yeah, I mean, I would just as soon have three lots or less.
Well, actually, I think it's.
Well, four lots in the code requiring construction.
I think it's less than four lots.
Less than four lots, so three or less, okay, all right.
Actually, the ordinance says four or less requires crusher run.
Four or less, that's when they get into the crusher run.
When they go to major, through the major process.
Right.
Maybe four, I don't remember.
And some has to be ways, so it's a matter of picking a number.
Get together and get it to them.
Streamline the process for everybody, not just for us.
Yeah, we need to do that, because you may get some support from council to do the same when they realize how many applications we review every month.
I understand.
At once. This application has been passed down for your review, it's Dawn and Yulin Johnson, three lots on 50-foot right-of-way on Road 241. To request to subdivide to 3.14 acres into three lots with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. Lot one will contain 1.5 acres, lot two and three will contain 3/4 acre each. The owner proposes to create a 50-foot right-of-way over an existing driveway. An inspection of the site on 12-8-08 verified that there is a driveway existing where the owner proposes to create the right-of-way. Can approve as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. If approved as submitted, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision will require an application for a major subdivision.
Question, is lot two buildable?
Lot two is, well, that's the way it's drawn. It's just the survey would have to meet the requirements. I got a survey here. Lot two is actually 107 feet wide. It doesn't appear to be, but it is. Just the shape and the scale. Okay. And it's 500 and some feet long. That's why it looks so narrow.
All right. Mr. Chairman, my recommendation is for approval of Dawn and Upland Johnson, three lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 241. And that it be stipulated that any further subdivision would require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve three lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 241 for Dawn Hewlin Johnson with a stipulation that any further subdivision shall require an application for a major subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Felton Lewis Jr., two lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 264.
For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of sketch for this application to request to subdivide 7.5 acres into two lots and create a 50-foot easement. Lot A will contain 1 acre. The residual land will contain 6.5 acres. The aerial photograph does not show a driveway, lane, road, etc., where the proposed easement will be located. An inspection of the site on 12-808 shows a grass area only where the proposed easement is to be located. The request should be denied as submitted and should be required to go through the major subdivision process.
There you go.
Anybody have any questions or comments? Mr. Chairman, I recommend that Felton Lewis Jr., two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 264 be denied at this time, and any further subdivision would require it go through a major subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to deny two lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 264 for Felton Lewis Jr. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Kyle D. Short, lot and 50-foot easement on Road 641.
This is a lot and 50-foot easement on Road 641. It's requested to subdivide 2.2 acres into two lots and create a 50-foot easement to serve as access to one of the lots. The residual land will contain 6,300ths of an acre and has 123-foot of frontage along U.S. Route 113. That's an existing frontage. Lot one will contain 1.15 acres and have access from a proposed 50-foot easement across lands owned by the applicant's parents. The easement would be located over an existing driveway. The applicant's father has submitted a letter of no objection in reference to the easement being located across his lands. The request can be approved as submitted or will be required to go through a major subdivision process.
That was the issue before, wasn't it?
The parents.
Yeah, there was no clarification where, whether they had access, authority for the access.
Yeah, we tried visualizing on air and you just couldn't see it. It was looked at.
Chairman, my recommendation for Kyle D. Short, lot and a 50-foot easement on Road 641 is for approval. Any further subdivision would require to go to the major subdivision process.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve one lot and 50-foot easement on Road 641 for Kyle D. Short with the stipulation that any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision application. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lynn A. and Karen K. McCulley, one lot and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 201.
This is an application to create a 1.6